The Gulf of Mexico laps the shores of three nations, the United States, Mexico, and Cuba. It plays a vital role in the economies of these countries and in the health of marine ecosystems across the planet. Trinational cooperation in research, education, and public policy initiatives is essential to ensure sustainable protection and use of the Gulf, its beauty, and its bounty. To meet that goal, the Hart Research Institute for Gulf of Mexico Studies was established with a $46 million endowment from philanthropist Edward H. Hart and $18 million for construction from the state of Texas. The institute, which opened in 2005, sits at the entrance to the Texas A&M University campus in Corpus Christi, overlooking the waters that it studies. The design by Richter Architects, in association with WHR Architects, integrates the technological and the organic. Clad in brick, glass, and stainless steel, the Marine Science Research Building is tuned to its coastal environment and to the Texas sun. It's three stories high and elongated to the east and west, with little solar exposure to the heat in those directions. At the cooler northern exposure, 14-foot-tall glass captures diffused daylight along high, curved metallic ceilings, deflecting it deep into the building. This reduces the need for electrical lighting, thus saving energy. Offices and workstations offer dramatic views out to Corpus Christi Bay and beyond. From a soaring entry to the research building, a one-story conference center flows and slices outward toward the bay. This part of the building is sculpted in sweeping and twisted brick walls called hyperbolic paraboloids. On one side, there's brick, colored like beach sand. On the other, watery blue-green glass tiles reflect sea and sky. This public-oriented area suggests something organic, like the estuaries and oceans around it. The dialogues within this space help to ensure that the beauty and mystery of marine environments and the public policies that protect them are just as important as the science.